This girl talks about maintaining weight and fat loss. Very popular topics on the internet. I've been able to maintain the same weight without gaining more than a pound or two and then losing it, but maintaining the same weight without too much trouble, even if I've had days where I haven't eaten a lot. Not that I'm trying to starve myself or intermittently fast, but I get busy, I work on things, I skip lunch, not the most ideal situation, and other times where I end up eating a whole pint of Ben & Jerry's or Bowl & Basket, some other brand. Sometimes I'll eat lots of junk food. I'll be at fast food places. I'll travel. I'll eat out constantly. And other times I cook at home. And I've maintained the same weight, the same body fat percentage, basically everything for, I'll have to say 15 to 20 years. Is it where I want to be? No. Have I bought lots of different programs and tried a bunch of different things and fallen victim to the system? Absolutely. I bought that 6-week body makeover plan where you have a little chart and there's pictures of what your body looks like and you put all these things together in this little book and you follow this super special diet cards and all this stuff. And I tried it for a while, but wow, they're not kidding when they say like how defeated you feel. And it's, I've tried lots of different plans that just never fit me. They fit somebody. And they definitely fit someone else's wallet because I paid into them. I assume a lot of people do that. Some people get results, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. So I decided a long time ago, I'll have to say almost 10 years ago now, that I was just going to start adopting very small changes, things that I would adopt for the rest of my life that I think would really help me in the long run. Not because I'm looking to do anything drastic, but just basic things. Take sugar, for example, sugar and fat. I measured out how many sugars I was putting in my coffee and recognizing that sometimes I would have 3 or 4 cups of coffee in a day when I was working in the office in corporate life. And I would put 2 to 3 sugars in each 8-ounce cup of coffee. And then at the end of a day, if I had 3 cups of coffee, that's 6 teaspoons of sugar. And mind you, I wasn't always, it's not a perfect teaspoon. Sometimes they were rounded teaspoons. So I had to err on the side of being accurate and say, well, maybe I was having 7 or 8 teaspoons of sugar in a day. And then over a course of 7 days, that's 56 teaspoons of sugar. And I would round up to 60 just in coffee. And I kind of just decided to visualize that and take my 5-pound bag of white sugar and take a little jar. And every time I would put sugar in a coffee, I would put sugar in this jar so I could visualize how much sugar I was consuming just by putting it in my coffee. I did that for a week, and it just, I needed that visual. I needed to see that for myself. And that wasn't, you know, lollipops or candy or having this or that. That was just the coffee by itself. And so without making a lot of drastic changes, I was like, all right, what do I need to do to cut this back? And I don't think I wanted to try 1 teaspoon of sugar in the coffee and wind down. I just decided, you know what? I have to decide, do I like coffee or do I like sugar? And I need to just have coffee with nothing in it. Now, I was doing the same thing with the cream or the half and half that everybody does. So it was like 2 and 2. Make sure the coffee looks like this pale color. And I decided at the same time to just, nope, we're going to determine, do we like coffee or not? Do we feel like we need the coffee? At least for now. So at the workplace I was at the time, they would have this huge wall of coffee, like every possible kind. The big brand names, flavored coffees, decaf coffees. There was like no coffee you wouldn't be able to find there. And there are multiple places in the building to find coffee. So if you went down to the main cafeteria, like I said, like a full wall. And I mean, unbelievable amounts of just basic coffee, medium strength, breakfast strength, Colombian and Arabica, high test, flavored, whatever. And I had come across these blueberry coffees. And that was the one I started with. And it was Green Mountain, Blueberry Bush or Blueberry something, Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. And as far as I knew, I checked, this coffee didn't have sugar or anything added. It was just blueberry flavoring. And I tried that. And at first, I don't know. It was different. But I decided to try that. And that carried on. I probably reduced. I only have one or two cups of coffee a day. And I stuck with the different flavored coffees. I tried a coconut, a chocolate raspberry was my favorite. But I just decided to get the sugar out. And I could look back and say, you know, I've reduced in a week 60 teaspoons of sugar from my diet. That's got to be good for something, right? And if I look at over a month, that's 240 teaspoons of sugar. And then add up in the course of a year how much sugar I removed from my diet just by not putting it in the coffee. And I think of how many years it's been, because that was 2014 when I made that decision. And so in 9 years, how much I've removed from my diet that I was putting in. And while I've maintained the same weight, and I haven't really changed a lot of things about my weight since 2014, what I have done is reduced a lot of sugar from my diet just in my coffee intake. And to me, I think that's got to count for something for long-term health. I'm not diabetic. I don't have these other issues. And hopefully I'm helping to keep those away longer term. So I look at other things that I can do. Drinking water right when I wake up. Now, I can't say I can drink a liter of water when I first wake up, depending on the weather. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't, but I keep a little container of water next to my night table, next to my bed. So when I get up in the morning, I drink a couple ounces of water first thing. And that's something that I've been trying to adopt, is doing that every day, along with more water intake throughout the day. I try to make water my primary beverage. So when you go out to eat, or whenever I have meals, I try to drink water with them. And this is tough when you go out, because they're wanting you to order all kinds of sugary beverages or sodas or cocktails. You know, this is part of their business, because water doesn't cost anything, right? So they're not making any money off me. I also make it a point to not get the lemon in the water. They always want to put the lemon in the water. And, you know, the water comes out of the tap into a clean glass that came from the dishwasher. The lemon is something that everyone's got their hands on. They cut. It's sitting at the bar area or wherever in the restaurant. And it might have the most bacteria on it of everything. And I really don't want the lemon in the water. Just the water. And in fact, I kind of would like it if they didn't always bring me ice water. But so be it. It is what it is. So I'm going to try again to implement some new changes that I think are going to help me to reduce my body fat percentage. Nothing drastic, though. Just like what I decided about the coffee, I'm going to do some learning experiences first and try to understand where I'm at, what's been working, or what it feels like it's been working, and what kinds of little changes can I adopt and keep long term. And I think one of the things I miss the most is walking. Working in corporate America, working on site at an employer in the office, I walked a lot more. In some places, I would walk 5 to 10 miles a day, walking all over the building, going to different things, going to meetings and whatnot. And working remote, I don't. I walk around my home office. Sometimes I drive to another office and I just walk a few steps here and there. It's a struggle these days to get 1 or 2 miles of steps in per day. I seem to be chained to my computer, chained to my desk, working remote, and that is one of the biggest things that has suffered is how much I'm walking. Sure, I can go to the gym and I can use these machines and whatever. I can pay a subscription. I can go to CrossFit. I can do all these other things. But the biggest thing that's noticeable for me is walking. And it's not glamorous. It's really not. And I'm not one of these people that wants to get up in the morning and walk in my neighborhood with the neighbors or by myself even. But I think I'm going to have to figure out how can I continue to add more steps and just walk more and see how that works. So I think for the moment, that's what I've come up with, is trying to get more steps in, even when it's raining. And it seems like it's raining here all the time right now. And examining a little more about some of these apps. I've definitely paid for several diet apps for fat counting, calorie counting, macro counting, and all these kinds of things, and really examining and comparing one app to another and using the old style method of notebook and paper and writing things down myself and looking to see what works and what doesn't and get rid of these apps. Because I think between the Apple Watch and the phone and all the apps, it becomes like an addiction to all of these technologies, but they don't make you healthier. They just keep you addicted to them. There's too much data and not enough action and progress. So I'll check in later and let you know the beginnings